living in Canada at the time, and there wasn't that many book distributors, so for some time I was distributing books alone. And it was really difficult to just go out on the street and approach people when you don't have the big temple and a lot of devotees. And so I had to take inspiration from His Divine Grace, and I used to meditate on Him coming to America by Himself. And that's how I was able to keep going for almost a year and a half until some temples would send back teams to come and be trained, and then I got to do some service that way. And His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada also touched me very personally in regard with my son. When my older son, Narottam, was very little, he was only about, I think about 18 months old, and one of the things he used to do at home is he used to go by the altar and he would reach for His Divine Grace picture. And he used to point his finger and bring the picture of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada to everyone, and he would point and go, "Papad, Papad, Papad." And these were his first word, Prabhupada, that was his first word. And I remember even when my parents came to the house, I had pictures of them, but he would go and take His Divine Grace picture and point and say, "Papad, Papad." But he never did that with their picture. So somehow or other, I could see that the bond was way beyond this lifetime. And later on, when we moved here, and he was about four, and he had gone through a lot of near-death experiences, and I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam to him every night, and we came to that part where is described about the baby in the womb and how the baby is praying, and he looked at me and he said, "Yes." And I said, "Why, you remember praying in the womb?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "Really, what were you praying about?" And then he became really sober and he said, "I want to see Srila Prabhupada." And I just knew that, you know, it's not something that he made up somehow. And especially because when he was going through his cancer experience, I was obviously in extreme anxiety and I didn't know what to do. I did the best I could, but I had no idea whether he was going to live or die or talk or walk again. And one night, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada came in a dream, and I was in this temple room, and it was filled with devotees. It was so packed you couldn't even move. And in my dream, I was holding my son in my arm, and His Divine Grace was on the Vyasasana, and he was singing Jai Radha Madhava with his eyes closed. And my son in my dream wasn't sick, so he was pushing me and he was trying to get down, so I put him down and he started running towards Srila Prabhupada, towards His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, and he was running and I couldn't catch him because there were so many devotees. And as a four-year-old, he was only two, he could run and jump over devotees, but I couldn't do that. And I was mortified, I didn't know what to do. And then as he got closer, I saw His Divine Grace stopped. He put down his kirtle and he opened his arm like this, and my son jumped in his arm. And they hugged for a really long time, and His Divine Grace had his eyes closed and they were hugging. And then he opened his eyes and he looked straight at me, and I was quite far away with this whole crowd of devotees, and he looked at me and he said, "He'll be all right." And he is. He's 14 years old now, and he almost died about four times, and he's still here. So. So somehow or other, you know, I feel like I'm the living, you know, the miracle is right here. Without His Divine Grace coming here, where would I be? You know, I was talking with somebody yesterday who doesn't have Krishna, and, you know, is so depressed, almost wants to end his life, and because he went through so many tribulation. And I'm thinking, where would I be if His Divine Grace would have not come? I probably would have been like that, you know, with everything. But somehow or other, instead of that, it actually made me closer to Krishna. All these tribulation is for a devotee is actually glorious because it brings us closer. When my son almost died when he was 7, I was always hearing His Divine Grace lectures 24 hours a day just to appease my mind because there was nothing in this world that could have appeased that kind of pain. And I got this realization, it was so intense that this boy doesn't belong to me. He belongs to Krishna. And he has been entrusted under my care, and it's my service to Krishna to take care of him, not as my son, but actually as Krishna's son. And I realized that my duty is to make sure that this boy doesn't have to take another birth and Krishna doesn't have to wait another lifetime to have him back. And so that was, I would have never gotten that realization without His Divine Grace. And I know that I have absolutely no qualification. It's really all mercy and it's all His mercy. Thank you so much, His Divine Grace, for talking.
And then after that, Mother Mahavishnu Priya, after.
Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Janajana Salakaya Chaksumaditanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Just to make sure I get the words right. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die when thou art still living in sound. The Vaishnavas die to live and living try to spread the holy name around. So, I remember seeing Srila Prabhupada, 1972, and I was looking at him, and I'm trying to understand, who is this person? Because we've met people before, you know, I had been in school, I've met so many different people, universities and other places. I'm looking at Prabhupada and I'm wondering, who is this person? Where does he come from? What are those words that he's saying? What type of potency is in these words that he's saying? Who is it? Because, of course, you don't know someone until they speak, they say. But as I'm listening to him speaking, I'm finding that this is something quite extraordinary. Prabhupada is very extraordinary. So I started, well, one of the things that I noticed was, and I found a nice list that I thought it was interesting to notice, this list that when you were with Prabhupada, you felt relief from all material distress. Now that's very nice, just by being with him, sins go far away. And then you felt that it's immediately, it's the beginning of all auspiciousness. Just being in his presence, you felt there isn't anything more auspicious than this, anywhere, any place. And that gave you a source of happiness. You felt happiness. Put you one in transcendental pleasure. So then I was thinking, if you've noticed the list already, the next one is, how rarely this is achieved. Brahmanda bhumite kona bhagyavan achieve. Bhagyavan achieve. Guru Krishna prasade bhakti ladapi. So what are the odds? How rarely this is achieved to be with Srila Prabhupada. And accepting his instructions. What does that do when you accept Srila Prabhupada's instructions? And we know that the alchemy process is that they can take bell metal and turn it into gold by this initiation process, the analogy goes. And then what Advaitacharya Prabhu was mentioning, absolute ascension that has proved impersonal calamity thou has moved. So deride even the conception of liberation. That's his nature. And then by this process of performing devotional service, it can attract even Krishna. So we know what attracts Krishna, Radharani. So I was feeling Krishna, he has sent some Prabhupadas from his personal staff, or was it Radharani's personal staff, or was it Lord Nityananda's personal staff? So then I was thinking some of the different things that, of course, it's an unlimited list, but it's interesting just to think of from time to time of something that Prabhupada gave me. Of course, his vani, the vibration, he's still constantly available by taking his association with his vani. And so, of course, with my humor, I tend to think of it that Srila Prabhupada has, you've really given me something to think about. So that's humorous to think about. Purpose of life. Who would even think that there's a purpose of life? Generally, it's just a struggle for existence. But he says, time out to think about this uttama shreya, this uttama gatim, the supreme destination, prema pumarta mahan, gave us thoughts, vibrations that we can think about, that this is the purpose, a meaning, not only just a meaning to life, but a meaning, all new meanings for all the words that we have. There's so many words that we hear, we learn different languages, and they each have meanings, but now all the words have all different meanings. Etava eva jignatvam. Then, of course, there's hope. Where do we have any hope before? Most people, they have, what idea do they have for hope? Hope maybe that they'll be able to pay their rent this month. Okay? Hope that they'll meet someone. Hope this, hope that. But what type of hope is it compared to a devotee's hope? This hope that a devotee has, there's nothing that I've ever seen that can compare to the hope that a devotee has. Eternally blissful life, exchanging love with the Rasaraj, Krishna, with the association of devotees in the spiritual world. Who has any kind of hope like that? No one can even imagine anything like that. And then, of course, he gave me a smile on my face. A lot of times when I think of this, I can't help but smile. It just doesn't go away. And then, of course, truth. There's truth. That was where I kind of came in. I was trying to figure out. I knew there was something wrong with this place in the material world. So I was always thinking, what's really going on here? What is the truth of this matter? What's really the fact? And Srila Prabhupada, he's telling us that. And then, of course, he gives us an engagement. Because it says devotional service is not idle. You're engaged. Put it in gear. Happiness, regulations, and restraint, knowing what to do, what not to do. Intelligence to be able to discriminate correctly, according to. And of course, what else does he give? He's giving the mercy. He's giving saksatari twain. He's actually giving directly the mercy of Krishna. So many people that say, oh, this mercy, that mercy, but what greater mercy is there? So, and of course, who can, when you start thinking about Prabhupada, he would say, we came to America. So sometimes people say, well, that's just the way he speaks. We came to America. But if you look at it a little bit more carefully, he didn't come alone. He brought the disciplic succession. He brought Radha and Krishna. He brought the whole spiritual world. And he knew he was bringing that. Look who we know. We have Radha and Krishna, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nitai. He brought unlimited personalities into our life. Of course, Tulsi Devi, the holy names. So once you start this list, you always feel kind of bad that you didn't think of this one first. Why did this one come already down the list, the holy name? How did I put that down there now? And then how about the morning program? Time out from the struggle for existence to think about your human form of life and its responsibility. Of course, the temple, all the devotees, and you know what I haven't mentioned yet? The books. How can you put that so, you know, it's like each thing has to be first on the list. So then when you think about the books, do you remember when you read the Bhagavad Gita for the first time? And the awakening process is coming to you that this isn't anything of this world. This is actually the absolute truth. There it is. Somehow or other, Brahmanda Bhumi. And then, of course, how can we forget prasadam? Prabhupada gave us prasadam. What could you eat before? Verily, you're eating only sin. So the list can go on and on. And I, once in a while, it's nice for devotees to just reflect on that. If I would ask everyone now, what is something that comes to your mind? What is it that Krishna gave you? Sometimes you can say, he gave me a haircut, gave me a new dress. And then I think, okay, he's given me all these things. What have I given him? My karma. What do you think? Is that a deal or what? So then I that's kind of the humor, you know. But of course, he's also given me the debt to take. But I mean, that he's giving, and I, anyway. So that's a couple of the different thoughts. Who is this person, Srila Prabhupada? Who is he? So you look and you think, what is he given? What are we giving him? Thank you. All glories of Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Is Kalyapani still here?
I was listening at home, and there is just so much nectar flowing. So sweet. I'm so grateful for this association, for all of you, for all the service that you do, for being here, for picking me up whenever I'm down. All I have to do is go to Krishna.com and look at your smiling faces and listen to the classes, and the questions are even better than the classes sometimes. It just amazes me. Everyone who knows me knows I'm from Hawaii, born and raised, and all of my experiences with Srila Prabhupada happened there. Godrum was there. He was one of our biggest book distributors. He was one of the first devotees that I met, gave me a rose on the street. Just walked up to me and gave me this wonderful red rose. And I was with somebody and I was talking, and I didn't really comprehend what had happened until I was past him, and he'd moved on. But I never forgot it. And then I had so much difficulty in my life, and a friend said, read the Bhagavad Gita, it's got all the answers. So I started reading it, but I didn't understand it. And my friend said, what are you getting from Bhagavad Gita? And I said, not a whole lot. And he said, well, go to the temple, they have class every day. So I did, and when I got up there, there was Godrum. It's like magic. And all the devotees in Hawaii at the time were so wonderful. and so loving and so caring and so open, and I felt connected for the first time in my life with a group. I felt like I was where I needed to be with people who could relate to me. But I wanted to talk about when Srila Prabhupada left, the day he left. And in Hawaii, Govardhan Puja fell on a Friday, but the temple celebrated the celebration on Sunday. And that was, and still is, in my mind, the most incredible, amazing Govardhan Puja of my life. It was like the kirtans were electrifying, the dancing was mystical, it was like there were demigods present, and the heavens opened up, and they were showering flowers on all of us. And I was just so, had so much internal bliss. I haven't to this day experienced that much. I mean, even when Srila Prabhupada was here, he brought so much of his aura, energy, magic bubble, Vaikuntha energy. But that day was so exceptional. And the next morning we got the phone call. Half a world away, Srila Prabhupada had left his body at the very time that we were celebrating and feeling these ecstatic emotions. And my husband, the temple president, called our house and asked to speak to my husband. He fell like a banana tree, flat, like a banana in the wind, falls flat. And he sobbed and sobbed, and it touched me very deeply. I could understand how much emotion and how much feeling and how much reciprocation that devotees are feeling for their spiritual master. I was so moved. We went to the temple immediately, and all of my friends who were bright-faced, who were happy, smiling, were sad. There were these long faces. There were these red eyes. There was this moroseness that was so intense. Sri Pakirti was there, and he gathered us all in the temple room, and he did what he does well all the time. He spoke about Srila Prabhupada. He updated us on the information that he had from Vrindavan about Prabhupada's departure, as much as he knew. And then he just started telling us pastimes. And as we were listening and hearing about Srila Prabhupada, this horrible feeling changed to sort of a very bittersweet type of love. And Prabhupada was and is, will always be, the most amazing personality of my life, and I'm sure of all of our lives. Madan just outlined all these wonderful gifts that he keeps bestowing on us. It's constant. He doesn't give up on us. He's unflinching. No matter how we reciprocate or how ineffective we are, he hasn't forgotten us. One of the two really incredible things that he said in Hawaii, which I've not heard translated on a tape anywhere. One was, I was sitting pretty close to him. When he came to Hawaii, he would stay for about a month because he always felt that he got healthier in Hawaii and that it was a good place for him to do a lot of translating. And he was working on the fifth canto. He said, those who come after you will be far more advanced than any of you. And he looked around the room looking for a reaction from us. And he repeated it. He said, they will be far more advanced than you. And we kind of looked puzzled and like, can you give us more? And he said, because they will know the perfect example without ever having seen it. They will understand the perfect example. The other thing he said, which is so incredible, and I've asked devotees that were there, and they're like, well, you know, I was so young, and I had so much crazy stuff in my head. I don't know if he said that or not. But But what I heard is that in every planet of the universe, in all the universes, there's Srimad Bhagavatam. And in every one of those Srimad Bhagavatams, there's it's written about ISKCON, how the Malechas and the Yavanas are dancing in ecstasy, chanting the holy name. So I'm hoping that we can find some tape or that of that lecture, and that can be actually transcribed into the archives. And I'm thinking, I couldn't have dreamt that. I'm not that brilliant. I don't think that far out. One thing that was so incredible about Srila Prabhupada is he thought big. He always thought big. I felt like he was just taking my brain and stretching it in all directions. So my mother was very concerned about me because I'm Hawaiian, and this is so different, she thought, from Hawaii culture. And I said, Mom, please come and see Srila Prabhupada. He's at our temple. So she did. My mom was a yoga teacher. She was into yoga, but she didn't have any understanding of philosophy or anything. And she came, and she sat next to me, and she listened intently. And at one point she said, oh, I like him very much. You know, my mom's in her 60s at that time. So the next day I was out on book distribution, and I come back to the temple, and the first thing we do is go in the prasadam room, and we're looking for, is there any leftover stuff for us to eat? All of us who've been out all day. And there were three big boxes of mangoes. And I said, wow, this is really cool. Where'd this come from? And somebody said, oh, your mother brought it. She got her sisters and brothers to pick the mangoes off your grandfather's tree, and she brought these boxes of mangoes for the devotees. Spontaneous service. So my mom was very, very favorable after that. In the last years of her life, she asked for beads. She wanted me to show her how to chant. Srila Prabhupada is just so amazing. I couldn't do it, but he did it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Vivishesha Shunyavari Paschatyate Shatarne Vanchakal Puturubhyascha Kapasan Dhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha. Thank all of you for being here, for serving Prabhupada as pujaris, as book distributors, as people who keep the internet connected, as cleaners, as cooks, book distributors, kirtaniers, madmen dancing. Thank all of you. You are all my prabhus. You are serving His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, whom we affectionately refer to as Srila Prabhupada. I think of ISKCON as a mosaic. My mother worked with mosaics and tiles that weren't worth much, broken. It looked like a state of Vermont. And another piece that was square and another piece was round. And she put them together with some grout. And it had two qualities. It was beautiful and it was serviceable. And separately, we may be broken, we may be separated, we may be not functional. But together, we become a thing of beauty and a thing of service. And that is ISKCON. And that is the Yuga Dharma. And that is the only hope for the world. And that is the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. I wanted to give a mosaic to you, a letter to Srila Prabhupada, a quote from a disciple of one of my godbrothers, and a letter to you, the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Is there time? Thank you. Dear Srila Prabhupada, I bow down at your lotus feet with great reverence and affection. I know that it is only by the great inconceivable mercy of Lord Krishna that I have come to take shelter at your lotus feet and to serve your divine grace, your followers, and your mission. I also know that only by your great compassion and mercy can I execute any of these tiny services I perform. You are instructing me, rectifying me, guiding me from within and without, preparing my heart so that I can hope to one day offer a pure, pleasing devotional service. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained it, by your mercy, I will attain Krishna. I accept all of this as beautifully, compassionately, inconceivably, absolutely true. I am your eternal servant, and that is my greatest treasure. As you so perfectly see, and as you so often remind me, my heart is not pure. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us the proper condition for the heart in which the seed of bhakti has been planted. The heart of a Vaishnava is characterized by a constant awareness that one is lower than the grass, more tolerant than a tree, that one is eager to offer all respect and service to all others, and that one has no interest in being respected, honored, or even noticed. In the pure Vaishnava heart, there is room only for unalloyed, unmotivated service and chanting of the holy names constantly. How distant that horizon appears to me. I am stunned at the love your divine grace has shown to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and to all of us to accomplish an impossible task. Your divine grace is fighting a great Kurukshetra-like battle just to please Lord Krishna. And Krishna's inconceivable will is accomplishing everything just to reciprocate with the purity of your desire, the depth of your love. Despite my life's experiences, despite my disillusionment with religious teachings and teachers of my youth, despite my youthful penchant for philosophical speculation and my search through world religions, watered-down yoga, other so-called gurus of the 60s and early 70s, the teachings of Sripad Shankaracharya, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, Buddhism, macrobiotics, and on, despite my long search, I must say that I didn't exactly choose Krishna consciousness. Rather, your divine grace and Krishna consciousness chose me. To paraphrase Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, it is by the will of providence that I have met your divine grace and have accepted you as captain of the ship to carry me across this vast, treacherous ocean of Kali. Like thousands of other followers of your divine grace, I often pause and question, why me? How did I become so blessed and so fortunate? The answer comes in various ways, but inevitably, it is, as you have said, I have created your good fortune. Please, Srila Prabhupada, continue to instruct, rectify, and guide me from within and without, preparing my heart so that I can eternally express my heart's gratitude and loving service at your lotus feet in the association of your stalwart, inspiring, compassionate, and beautifully effulgent followers. As your divine grace once pointed out, they, your followers, look exactly as though they have just come from Vaikuntha. I prostrate myself at their lotus feet and at the lotus feet of your divine grace. I feel that I am home, but I think that I must be more useful It's all a matter of heart. When my health is bad, when the world appears to have gone mad, when I see my future as a financial disaster, when I see my roles in life as a string of failures, these and many other apparent curses become blessings when I meditate upon how your great mercy combines all these challenges to condition my heart more and more, bringing me closer and closer to life's goals. These things test, do I have ulterior motives? Am I ambitious to have material shelters? Or do I place conditions on devotional service? Do I have prerequisites? I want to assist you and your sincere followers. The only obstacles to that are within my impure heart, and you are clearing away the obstacles. The challenges I and others face are not accidental. They are necessary. They are imperative. They are blessings. I stand awestruck yet at peace in the presence of your great compassion. And I praise your divine grace for what may be your greatest miracle, your creation of a virtual army of sincere followers who are faithfully, purely, and without speculation or deviation, carrying on your precious mission, continuing the parampara, increasing the flood of mercy, and inspiring me today and always. Bowing down at your lotus feet and at the feet of all your sincere, inspiring followers, I thank you quite literally for everything. Your eternal servant, Mandaleshwar Das. Enough of the mosaic? Okay. On to the rest of the program. Yes.
So, as soon as the prasadam is removed, we'll begin the Pushpanjali.
We'll begin now. Please repeat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Jaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kada mahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri gura shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavanscha shri rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Purijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Vivishakan Vitangscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Trimate, Bhakti Vedanta, Swamin, Iti Namine, Namaste, Saraswate, Deve, Gauravani, Pracharine, Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi, Paschatya, Deshatarine, Nama, Om, Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prishthaya, Bhutale, Trimate, Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati, Iti Namine, Shivharshabhanavi, Devi, Dvaitaya, Kripabdaye, Krishna Sambandha, Vijnana, Daine, Prabhave, Namaha, Madhuryojala, Premadya, Tirupanuga, Bhaktida, Shigaura, Karuna Shakti, Vigrahaya, Namostute, Namaste, Bhauravani, Trimurtaye, Vinatarine, Rupanuga, Virudha, Aposiddhanta, Twantaharine, Namo, Gaurakishoraya, Sakshan, Vairagya, Murtaye, Vipralambha, Prasambhode, Padambhujaya, He Nama, Namo, Bhakti Vinodaya, Swachidananda, Namine, Gaurashakti, Swarupaya, Rupanuga, Harayate, Ghoravirbhava, Bhumestvam, Nirdeshta, Sajjanapriya, Vaishnava, Sarvabhauma, Sri Jagannathaya, He Nama, Vancha, Kaupatarubhyascha, Kripa, Sindubhya, Evacha, Putitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema, Pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya, Namne, Gauratushe, Namaha, Panchatattvatmakam, Krishnam, Bhaktarupa, Swarupakam, Bhaktavataram, Bhaktakyam, Namami, Bhaktashaktikam, He Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute, Jayatam, Suratau, Pangor, Mama, Mandamater, Goti, Matsarvasva, Padambhoja, Radha, Madana Mohana, Divyad, Vrindaranya, Kalpadrumada, Srimad, Ratnagara, Singhasana, Stau, Srimad, Radha,
Srila Govinda Deva, Preshtalibi, Sevyamana, Marami, Sriman, Rasa, Prasarambhi, Bhangshi, Vata, Tatastitaha, Karshan, Venuswaner, Gopir, Gopinata, Sriestuna, Tottakanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Kadarha, Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Premate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshutarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Trimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Trimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshutarine His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki.
Sarada Vanalalila Loka Pranayoka
Ratasya kalyana gananavasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Kitana Nitya Gita Varitra Madhyam Manasura Sena Mahaprabho Kitana Nitya Gita Varitra Madhyam Manasura Sena Ramancha Kampasruta Ranga Bhaja Vande Guru Shri Charanara Vinda Vande Guru Shri Charanara Vinda Vande Guru Shri Charanara Vinda Vigraharadana Nityanana Sringaratana Mandira Magnada Vigraharadana Nityanana Ringaratana Mandira Majnada Yuktasya Bhaktasya Niyundatabhi Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Tulidha Shri Bhagavat Prasara Swadvanna Tripta Haridhakta Sangha Ritva Vatripte Mrajita Tadaiva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda 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 Shri Radhika Madhavayarpara Madhurya Lila Gunarupa Nama. Radhika Madhavayara Para Madhurya Lila Gunarupa Nama. Pratikjana Swadhana Lalitasya Vande Gurave Paranaravinda. Pratikjana Swadhana Lalitasya Vande Gurave
Vande Guru Sri Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale